one of my favorite cities in the world, and in Italy, is a city which today has been celebrating, and perhaps for several days has been celebrating, the city of Venice, the wonderful place where water is all around and no cars are allowed, nor any other wheeled vehicle, but only boats. And there in that city, in its cathedral, which goes back over 1,000 years, and until recently I was thought it was only 800, but recently it was discovered that it was over 1,000 years old. There, under the main altar of the basilica, the patriarchal basilica, is the body of the evangelist St. John Mark, whose feast we celebrate today. And as such, it is a very great and wonderful day for the city of Venice. But what does he have to do with Venice? St. John Mark, who is also supposed to be the cousin of St. Barnabas, but his main claim to fame, of course, was from the Garden of Gethsemane. It was in his house, in his garden, that the Lord celebrated the first Mass. And it was there, in the agony of the garden, when they came to arrest Christ, that he says that there was a young man who was sleeping, and he only had a sheet on. And when he ran, they caught the sheet, and he ran off naked into the night. And of course, no one else mentions that, but he, it was St. John Mark. He was the son of St. Joseph of Cleophas and St. Mary of Cleophas. And this has been also revealed through visionaries by the Blessed Mother, by St. Joseph, and by our Lord himself. And he was the brother of their other children. They had many children, daughters too, but among them were St. Joseph, St. Simon, St. Jude, and others who were of the apostolic party. And they too, some of them, were among the 72 disciples about which we are told here in this gospel. In the book of the prophet Ezekiel, and the popes of the early church speak about this a lot, we have Christ, who is seen by Ezekiel on the throne, and all around him are all the creatures, that is, all the angels that surrounded him with different appearances, and among them there were four particular ones, and of course he mentions them, the lion and the eagle and the man and the cow. And it just so happens that the symbol for St. Mark is that of the winged lion, which of course is to be found everywhere in the city of Venice and in the coat of arms of the city, the coat of arms of the patriarchal archdiocese, and all over the place. The winged lion was St. Mark. St. Mark traveled with, first of all, St. Peter, whose secretary he was, and his gospel, which is the shortest gospel, and the first gospel perhaps to be written. Some say no, St. Matthew. Either way, we will find out when we die, maybe. Was that really of St. Peter? And this is evidenced throughout by the emphasis of the things that concerned St. Peter. And then, of course, after the Ascension, he joined both St. Peter and St. Paul in their evangelical trips. Eventually, after the death of St. Peter in Rome, around the year 64 to 66 AD, under the Emperor Nero, St. Mark, or John Mark, as he was also known, was sent to Egypt and to Ethiopia, where eventually he became the first patriarch of the great archdiocese of Alexandria in Egypt, which would produce many, many great saints and martyrs throughout the ages. And it was there that he too was martyred and buried, most likely in the cathedral. And later on, when the Muslims took over a good part of the Mediterranean, Italian sailors came and were inspired by God to take the body, the relics of St. Mark, and to take them to Venice, where he was received with great joy and pomp and circumstance. And so today the city of Venice celebrates for her patron, St. John Mark, the great evangelist and the servant of our Lord and disciple of our Lord, is buried in their midst and in the cathedral. I have been very privileged on several occasions to say Mark, to say Mass over his body. And so it is a very, very wonderful memory to have. And hopefully, who knows, if I may not be able to go back again before I die. But either way, the memory of the first visit and the many other visits to St. Mark's Basilica in Venice definitely remains with me and will perdure to the end of my life. May St. Mark bless all those who bear his name, those among us and those who are not among us, and may they follow in his footsteps, because indeed the Lord has chosen them, and he will not let go. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.